Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite YouTube channel and podcast, hashtag KTLC Sports Talk with your host, Justin P. This is episode 188 for the YouTube channel and for the audio version, season 5, episode 18, that's on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Anchor. Basically, anywhere you get your podcast and media stuff from, just type in hashtag KTLC Sports Talk, and that's all the available platforms. Today, you got a very special guest, up and coming rising star in wrestling and, you know, and in basketball. Let's welcome to the show, everybody. Hassan Rosenberg Jr., man. Welcome to the show, man.
How you doing, son?
Yes, sir, man. So, we're going to start with a little Q&A. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, question one. What's your favorite TV show or TV series that you're currently bench watching? It can be more than one.
I like Martin.
Okay.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
Yeah, they're my favorite two right now.
Okay. Martin, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Okay. All right, cool. Those good choices. All right, number question two is your top five favorite movies. This is your top five that you like.
No, oh, right,
to,
right.
You know, it ain't really.
I like Bad Boys.
Okay.
I like a lot of Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of action Marvel movies. Okay. All that type stuff. It's a lot. Those two names.
I got you. All right. Question three. Give me a top five favorite music artists. It can be rap music, R&B. It don't matter.
Well, I like NBA YoungBoy.
Okay.
Lil Papa.
Okay.
Lil Key. Noodle 05.
Okay.
And I like Big Scar.
Okay, cool. That's a good. No old school guy. I know you're young, but you don't like the old style like Jay Z and nobody.
Oh, no. I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Question four, your favorite food or snack?
Favorite food? I like. Favorite snack? I'm gonna say candy. I like Sour Patch Kids.
Okay, Sour Patch Kids.
And for the food, I guess chicken.
Okay, chicken. All right. Question five. What's your favorite activity you like to do when you're not like working or taking care of business?
Hooping. I like play the game.
Okay.
A little bit.
My game got myself. Yeah.
That's about it. I don't really do too much. Get work done and play the game.
Okay, cool. Don't work out, nothing like that.
Oh yeah, I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I do.
Cool, play the game. Okay, cool. Nothing wrong with that. All right, question six. What's your dream vacation?
Dream vacation? Tough.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like going out of town like that.
I got you.
I'm gonna say. I always wanted to go to Cancun.
Cancun.
Yeah.
That's a good place to go. Question seven. If you have dinner with five guests, dead or alive, famous or non famous, who would you have dinner with?
I would like the Tupac. Of course, one of my favorite rappers, NBA YoungBoy.
NBA YoungBoy, okay, cool.
I want to have been with Martin.
Martin Lawrence?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. One more. I'm going to say, I don't even know. I'm going to say Will Smith.
Will Smith, okay. That's a good one. All right, man. Just tell everybody about yourself, how you grew up, man. How you got in sports, man.
Grew up in Baltimore. From West Baltimore, but I live over east. My father, of course, got me hooping playing basketball when I was younger. Then I started taking it serious, and then went off from there. It was around, I'm gonna say, I was young, was like in third grade,
mm-hmm.
but it was like little league. But when I started, like,
so he's like 8, 9 years old,
yeah. Yeah, around that age when I picked up the ball, really started taking it serious a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, just talk about just how it is. It's like, you know, growing up in Baltimore, like tell everybody, you know, who ain't, you know, from Baltimore. Here, like how the difficulties that can be sometimes.
Oh, yes, a lot of distractions. Stay out the way. And be a leader. Don't be no follower. Everybody want to do what everybody else doing. Do your own thing. Stay in your own lane. Family. Play your sport. Don't just be out here doing anything. Get a job. Don't let nobody tell you different.
Gotcha. So are you also wrestle? So how did you get into that, man? How did you get into wrestling?
I mean, I don't wrestle no more.
Okay.
I don't really.
It was
like something on the side of that. I'm not in love with that. I don't love it. It was something to do.
But what made you interested?
I don't know, because when I was younger, it was just I grew up with older cousins, so it was like something about family. I was like, I might as well try it. I'm always wrestling with them.
You ain't know why it's like WWE and all that stuff like that.
Oh, no. Everybody told me it was fake, so I stayed away from it.
Got you, man. So, man, what's going on? So, what you got going on now? Like, you know,
I'm going to Iowa Western for college. And, that's it right now. That's going on. That's next. That's next on my plate, college. And getting ready for that every day, working out.
How tall are you?
I'm going to say 6'5", 6'6", 6'6". I'm going to say around there.
So, what position you got?
I can play any position.
Okay. So you play 1-5 for real? Yeah. But what you most comfortable with?
I'm gonna say 2 or 3.
It's 2 or 3, okay.
For sure.
Like Jordan and Kobe, huh?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. So just like who would you compare your game to? Like, you know, in the NBA could be a former player or a current player.
Compare?
It could be multiple players. So who would you model your game for?
I'ma say that I watch a lot and try to copy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say Paul George, Charles Butler, and the type of guys like that's good off the dribble and big, family, and can do multiple things. And I like, of course, my favorite player, LeBron. Everybody like LeBron, but they'll do everything. That's why I really like him for real. I'm selfish player and all that. I like all that.
Who's your favorite NBA team? What NBA team are you for?
I don't got no favorite team. Not gonna lie.
Okay. So you basically just like players.
I just like players. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So give me your top 10 players in NBA right now.
Right now, I'm gonna say LeBron. Okay. I'm gonna say I like. This is an order I can just name. I'm going to put it in order. I'm going to say LeBron, Devin Booker, Paul George, KD, Steph Curry. Who else? I'm going to say everybody like Kyrie. I'm going to say Kyrie.
What's going on, man?
What's up, bro?
So Kyrie, that's like 4 or 5. You got 5 more. No Damian Lillard, no Joel Embiid.
I mean, of course, but I'm gonna say them two. I'll put them two in. Then I'm gonna say I don't really know, bro. That's about it. I'm going to keep it 100. That's about it.
All right, man. So the Warriors.
Keep my list small.
So Golden State just won a championship. So just give me your thoughts and recap on that whole final.
Celtics wasn't enough for them. Wasn't enough for them. They needed a tougher team. I'm going to keep it 100.
Okay. So you think Miami Heat would have given them a better run for their money or same result?
I think Miami Heat. I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't really know. The Celtics young though.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Like, oh, I forgot to say Jason Tatum too.
Jason Tatum, he in that.
I watch him a lot too. Go back to the last two questions. I watch him a lot and he in my top 10.
So my thing is, I think Golden State just like I said, they're experienced.
Oh yeah, they different.
They're experienced for Boston. Like I said, it's their first time in the finals. So like I said, they was a little, you know, gun shy. Jason Tatum was inconsistent with his shots.
Yeah.
Like at one time, I think he's shooting like 30% or something like that. Smart played okay, but could have been better.
Jalen Brown always do that.
Yeah. He was the most consistent one. Al Horford was, you know, He showed up a couple games, but after that,
victories.
Yeah, so you know, it was, you know, I said I'm Golden State 71-6. So yeah, Steph guy. So what you give me your thoughts on Steph Curry? Like, is he finally gonna get his respect now by getting Finals MVP?
No, for sure. I ain't gonna lie. He better have my respect. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
but I see what you're saying. Yeah. But yeah, I think he should have got the MVP.
Yeah, because he should have won the first one, man. They hit DeAndre Iguodala. I don't know.
Yeah, that was
Yeah. He won back MVP. Won almost unanimous. You know what I mean? Always in the 40, 90, 50 club. So
yeah.
You know, what would he rank now in your all time favorite greatest? Top ten, top fifteen, for sure.
He top ten, not top five.
Top ten. Okay.
I put him in the top ten for sure.
Okay.
I put him in the top ten.
So give me your top ten all time greatest players.
Can I give you five?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to give you five. I'm going to say LeBron. I'm going to put Kobe in it.
Damn, no Mike. I know you're young.
Oh, I'm tripping. Mike too. I'm tripping. Them three. Whatchamacallit?
Got Magic, Bird.
I was thinking
Bill Russell, 11 rings.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yo, it's crazy. Can we dream of these boys? Yeah.
I got
Tim Duncan. Got Hakeem Olajuwon.
I'm gonna say Larry Bird too.
Yeah. So it's a lot. It's just a lot. That's good though. That's a good five. Me personally, my 10 would be Jordan, LeBron, Larry Bird, Magic. Bill Russell, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan. Probably Hakeem Olajuwon. 9 and 10 would be like Shaq and Steph.
I like that. Shaq.
Yeah,
Shaq
so definitely. Gotta get a big fella's credit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So I have you been keeping up with the NBA draft? The fresh face of thanks, man. Appreciate that. You thought you were talking about head time. Now you've been keeping up with the NBA draft. So what rookies you think going to make an immediate impact? It could just be a couple. You don't got names.
Apollo from Duke.
I think
he's gonna be tough.
Okay. Yeah, I like him too. I'm a Thunder fan. I wanted him. I'm getting wrong. Chet, cool, but I wanted.
I think Chet would be good too.
I'm sold on that. First, my issue with him was this week. Because the kid lost and was bullying him a little bit, but he showed up. You know, he had like 23. 7-7-2 or something like that. Yeah, he scored 23 points at a couple blocks. So, like I said, if he's just getting the gym and workout, he'll be fine. So, you like them too. What about Jabari Smith?
Oh, yeah, he's tough too. He's tough. Yeah,
sure, they remind me of like a Rashard Lewis type of game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to look two more.
Yeah. And so, I like my man, Justin Lewis.
Oh, yeah. And then you got Jay and the Ivy and all them like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So, I'm going to wrap it up, man. Any closing remarks you want to make to the people?
Appreciate everybody. That's about it.
Oh, man. So, definitely, man. Thanks for coming on, man. Same Rossi Bird Jr., man. So, y'all, you know, look them up on social media and all that, Twitter, IG, and all that good stuff like that. Everyone be great on the way to the figure eight. And always, remember, hashtag KTSC. Keep that same energy from your host, Justin D, and my special guest, Hassan Messenberg Jr. Love you guys, and I'll see you in the future.